Andre, you hit the game-winning shot in dramatic fashion, and your presence today was able to put Rutgers over the top. Take me through the reliability for you to step up in big moments time and time again, and in this way, seal a fourth straight win for Rutgers.
I got to shout out my teammates and my coaches for just telling me to stay shot ready and not to think about the misses and having short-term memory when it comes to shooting. But Derek was able to find me. I was shot ready, and the shot happened to go in, and I'm excited that we got the dub today.
You're my New York buddy. I got to ask you a New York type of question. And with that in mind, you know, you've been around for a long time. You've been across the NCAA. You're here at Rutgers, a New Jersey guy here from the Bronx. And with that in mind, what example do you think you've set for New York athletes who can come to New Jersey or in general play college basketball anywhere?
I feel like Jersey or Rutgers is home, so you don't have to go far away from home to find a home. Rutgers is my second home, so I feel like if you're a New York kid, Jersey kid, Rutgers is the place to be.
And we talked after the Indiana game. You said you're kind of a second-half player. It seems like that's continued. What can you say about this team's resiliency? No matter what, they just keep fighting no matter what moment in the game or what the score is. What can you say about that, how it's gone so far?
I feel like our connectedness has been big time. When we go down, we don't think about all the negative stuff. We just try to lock in and see what we could do better defensively, offensively. I feel like we did a really good job getting stops and scoring in late second, late shot clock. We did a really good job today.
What changed, you know, offensively in the second half for you guys? I know, you know, it looked like things were sort of flowing a bit better. You guys are being able to knock more shots down the stretch. What sort of changed for you guys that allowed you to have that kind of momentum?
I feel like getting stops and tiring out the other team, it created open drives for us. And once we were missing layups, we were getting second chance opportunities. But we were getting a lot of stops tonight, and that paved the way for the win.
You know, for Jeremiah Williams, now another big game for him, facilitating the ball and also scoring. Just when he's sort of running the offense, making plays, and sort of finding guys like that, just what does that open up for you and the rest of this offense?
He's a great ball handler, great floor general. He gets us in our sets, and he's a strong guard, so he's not going to get pushed off going on his drives. And he's a really good passer. So just having him, and he's a really good defender as well. So just having him in the lineup has changed a lot, as you can see, in the past four games. Having him is big time.
What would it mean to, you know, walk away or finish on a high note with this team? And whether, you know, things work out in general going forward, how can you finish your college career so successful and strong here on the banks?
We're going to take it one game at a time. We're going to try to keep it rolling, but I like where we are right now. I like how connected we are, and we gotta stay connected and keep the defense up if we're gonna go on this run. So I'm really excited.